This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont is the only state in the country that regulates hospital budgets. And the Green Mountain Care Board, the panel that oversees the hospitals, just wrapped up this year's budget hearings. But with some of Vermont's rural hospitals struggling, the board members are asking for additional information this year. The board wants some of the state's hospitals to do sustainability plans and to check in every few months to make sure another hospital doesn't end up like Springfield, which has declared bankruptcy. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been covering this issue and joins us now. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Jane.
So as you've been reporting, Springfield Hospital has declared bankruptcy, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which means that it's trying to restructure its debt and stay open. So can you just give us the brief sketch of what happened to Springfield?
Yeah, well, it was just about a year ago when news came out that Springfield Hospital was having trouble paying its bills. And eventually it came out that the hospital had lost about $14 million in the previous 2 years. They did a financial audit, and it's still not really clear what happened. The hospital had fewer patients. It had workforce shortage problems. There wasn't any proof that any money was stolen or anything like that, but they just had a couple of really bad years. Ultimately, they laid off about 30 people. They closed their birthing center. And then in June, the hospital declared bankruptcy.
Did that come as a surprise to the Green Mountain Care Board?
It was a surprise. And there was a feeling that maybe the folks at Springfield were not as forthcoming with their finances as much as they could have been. The board was very surprised by that.
So the board then will have had Springfield in mind as it goes through this budget process. And what does the Green Mountain Care Board actually do when it comes to working with hospitals on setting their budgets?
Right. Well, the legislature set up the Green Mountain Care Board in 2011, and one of their main tasks is to try to curb spending and to try to make sure that patients in Vermont are not spending too much on health care. And the main way they do that is that, as you said at the top, they approve the hospital budgets. And so the hospital administration, they put their budgets together, and then they have to present the budgets to the board at public meetings. The board deliberates it. Ultimately, they make the decisions about what hospitals can charge and how much money they can expect to take in the coming year.
So talk us through what happened this year and how Springfield's situation played into the budget hearings.
Right. So Springfield isn't the only Vermont hospital that's losing money. Six of Vermont's 14 hospitals had a negative margin this year. And so when the hospital administrators from these hospitals went before the Green Mountain Care Board back in August, there were definitely some connections made to what happened at Springfield. This is Susan Barrett. She's executive director of the Green Mountain Care Board.
It's a challenge for these hospitals in rural areas. And it certainly, I would say Springfield has been on a lot of our folks' minds, and their situation is it definitely had a presence in our hospital budgets this year. But I think that the broader question is, how do rural hospitals throughout the state survive?
Yeah, so, you know, budgets are made up of assumptions and estimates, and the board knows that. But after what happened at Springfield, the Green Mountain Care Board, we're asking these hospitals some really tough questions about some of their assumptions and about some of the ideas they had about spending in the coming year. This is Susan Barrett again. And in this clip, she mentions the NPR target, that's net patient revenue. And that's the money the hospital expects to take in, kind of by estimating the number of patients and the procedures the hospital expects to perform.
They're rural, smaller hospitals who are struggling. They haven't been meeting their NPR targets for many years in some cases. So, the board has asked them to be realistic about meeting their targets. And again, getting back to some of these plans is also a way for us to work with them to be realistic and to be sustainable in the future.
So, Howard, these net patient revenue targets, what they're asking the hospitals to be more accurate in estimating and then assessing throughout the year, are those part of what these sustainability plans are that the Green Mountain Care Board is asking some hospitals to make?
Yeah, so that's part of it. The board, you know, they want these hospitals to figure out a way to move from the red to the black. And so being realistic about the money that they're taking in is part of it. But the board also talked about, you know, putting these plans together and talking about things like sharing services or sharing employees. They asked some really tough questions about some of the procedures that these hospitals are doing. And some of these hospitals are maybe just doing 10 or 20 knee replacements a year. And so maybe they can be done somewhere else. The sustainability plans are about partnerships and affiliations, and they could lead to some hospitals, you know, giving up some services. So it's tough stuff.
Which are the hospitals that actually have to do this?
So it is Gifford Medical Center in Randolph, North Country Hospital in Newport, Copley Hospital in Morristown, Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans, Brattleboro Memorial Hospital, and Central Vermont Medical Center in Barrie. These are among the smallest and most rural hospitals in the state.
What do these hospitals think of having to do this?
Well, I talked with Jeff Thiemann about this. He's director of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems, the statewide advocacy group for hospitals. And Thiemann said, you know, the struggle is real. The hospitals know the situation they're in, and they know they just can't keep losing money year after year.
I think we're in a pretty serious situation with the financial situation of our hospitals. I think we have at least half a dozen that are showing negative margins. So I think the sustainability plans are the Green Mountain Care Board's way of saying, hey, we want to make sure that each hospital can thrive into the future. And so from that standpoint, we see them as a valuable exercise, but really an extension of a lot of what already goes on.
Yeah, so as you can hear, Thiemann thinks the hospitals are on board with this.
Howard, I mean, is there a possibility that some of these hospitals just won't survive? I mean, how many sustainability plans, how many years in the black, how much thinking about rural hospitals while still trying to cut costs can Vermont actually do?
I know. It's really hard. The legislature last year, earlier this year, put together the Rural Health Services Task Force, and they've been meeting every month. They're going to be coming up with a bunch of recommendations. The state's been concentrating on workforce developments. And also some critics say, you know, hospitals do have to do a better job of controlling their costs. But, you know, there's no silver bullet. It's going to be tough.
But, you know, even the federal government has recognized for many years the added expenses of running rural hospitals with fewer patients and given grants to rural hospitals. And, you know, are we at some point going to just have to decide whether we want to have these rural hospitals in our communities at great cost or, you know, find a different way to deliver medicine to folks?
Yeah, it's possible. That's one of the things they're looking at is you know, looking at the whole region. And if there's a hospital maybe across the border in New York or Massachusetts or New Hampshire. But, you know, one of the challenges is that the Green Mountain Care Board, the legislature, you know, you can't force a hospital to close. And what people are saying, a lot of these answers, a lot of this work has to happen at the community level within the hospital to figure this out.
That's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. He's based in Brattleboro. And we have more of his reporting on hospitals and hospital budgets at vpr.org. Howard, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Jane.